Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code and your name to locate the account?
Yes, C. Maya. It's 19320, and my name is Andrew Lacker.
19320 and Andrew Lacker?
Lassick.
Lassick?
L-A-S-S-I-K.
L-A-S-S-I-K. Would it count be under a different first name?
No.
Yes, it's not pulling. Look, give me place you on a brief hold. So it's not pulling up your name under that zip code, 19320. Correct.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because I had a delivery changed for a month. The zip code it'll come up under probably right now is 33904.
33904. Thank you. And what's your address?
Well, the address, I want to get the deliveries changed back to my original, but the address that's under is 232 Southeast.
I'm sorry, so your line kept going in and out. Can you repeat the address for me again, the full?
Sorry, I apologize. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, address that it's is 232 Southeast 47th Street, Cape Coral, Florida.
Okay, so yes, sir, thank you. Looking over your account, I do see the Omax 3 Ultra period 2 boxes we get every 2 months. And what was the issue, Eric? You said you wanted to change the address back to the original?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Your line is, did you hear what I just said?
About changing the address back to the original? Yes.
Okay, so first let me get the old.
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry, so your line is going in and out, sir.
No, I understand that. I just said to you, let me try to go outside.
Okay.
I'm just having, it's bad.
Okay, I'm ready with the new address when you're ready.
The new address is my old address, 103 La Rose Drive, LAROSE, Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is PI.
Pennsylvania? No, it's PA.
PA. And what's the city?
Coatesville.
May you spell it out?
COATESVILLE.
And what's the zip code?
19320.
Okay, so I have 103 LAROSE Drive, COATESVILLEPA, 13920.
No, 19320.
I apologize. 19320.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Is it Coatesville or Chester, sir?
What's that?
Coatesville or Chester?
I said it was Coatesville. That's what I had said to you.
Okay, because according to the system, sir, it pulls up, I guess you got to share a zip code with Chester, the county.
It's Chester County, yes.
Yes, so, Chester, okay, that's my Chester, question.
There's a Chester City also.
All right, so I updated the address on that account, so you should receive an email shortly regarding the update. Anything else?
I think I noticed that, is there a delivery going out to Cape Coral at this time?
I can definitely see, sir. I think the last order was placed back on was March 23rd. So, yes, yeah, so
well,
you do have
been
a shipment came that's coming to you.
That shouldn't be, because in January there was actually two shipments that were sent. One was sent to Florida and one was sent to Coatesville. So it should have been 2 months before I get that next shipment, but
Well, it is, sir, because your January date was on January 22nd, and it just billed for March 23rd. It is 2 months.
Okay. All right. Well, it's being delivered to the wrong location, so what can I do?
Let's see. Can I place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance with this?
Yes. Thank you.
Give me 1 second, sir. I'm just trying to seek more assistance with this issue. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Sure.
Yes, I'm still waiting for their response regarding this issue to see if we could best assist. Can I place you on another brief hold? Did you hear me, sir?
Yes, I did. You're going to put me on another?
Yes, let me place you on another brief hold.
Okay, if we get to, do you have my phone number?
Yes, sir. It's the number that we is the number 16943814.
No, that's not it at all.
Is it 16587-6764?
587-6764.
Okay, yes, I have it. So I'm just still waiting for her response and place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
I apologize by the wait, so I'm just still waiting for her response. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you. Sir, so she's looking more into the issue for me, sir, to see what we can best assist with, sir. And I'm also updating the address as well as we speak. We're still reviewing the information. Place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So what we're willing to do is go ahead and reship it out, sir. Once we reship it, it will go to the correct address we have on file. and you should receive it in 5 to 7 business days, sir.
Okay, but that's going to be an additional charge, am I correct?
No, sir, it's not an additional charge, sir. It's, you already been billed for it back on March 23rd, sir. We just reshipping out the order.
Oh, okay, no additional charge then?
No, sir.
Oh, fantastic. I greatly appreciate that.
Of course, you're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I'll be able to assist you with today?
No, there isn't.
All right, well, thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a good evening.
Great, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.